We're on.
All right, we'll come out of recess and reconvene the Board of Equalization, July 7th, 2016, 9:02 a.m. And the first parcel number is 2016-38, the Branson Landing.
One got filmed yesterday, too.
What's the size of that one?
It's four pocket.
It seemed like we had one maybe the first day or...
We've not had any that had a lake view like this one does, though.
Oh, yeah, lake view.
Yeah, we didn't. We had, so far, everything's been on the inside.
Well, what was the size of the ones yesterday? Were they like 8 feet?
First day we had one.
I have it right here. It's actually 1,450 square feet. 4-4, building 10, unit 23. Yep, this is the same one. Looks like they tried to sell it in 11 and couldn't. Anyway, it's 2-bedroom, 2-bath.
Yeah. Same.
Boardwalk. Branson Landing.
But his was on the side.
Building 9, yeah. He was on, and this is on the water side.
Yeah, so from what he showed there.
Yeah, they tried to sell it in 11 and expired, so evidently they couldn't. St. Peter, it was on the market for, well, that was 11. 11 to 12 for 360 days.
What did they try to sell it for?
305.
Nightly rental either. His comment is it's no longer on nightly rental. You're going to have to go.
It is not Lakeview.
Residential, right?
It's Boardwalk View.
It shows all residential.
Is it? It
should be residential.
Yeah, usually the only ones that are the condo tells, the promenade side, so on the west side of the little boardwalk, and then the convention center.
It's all residential.
Show it on there, though. It showed it to be the lakeside. Oh,
Dan, we've already...
Huh?
Those aren't accurate, remember?
Yeah, I don't think you could...
You're saying it's not that building. I mean, it's not.
It's that building. It's not necessarily. It looks like there's another one to the right of anyways.
Because it's a number of stories and the way it's blocked up, those boxes won't always work out what you just
thought. He just looked it up.
I can see it right here. I've got where the MLS where he tried to sell it, and it's the exact unit.
What's he want to
say? Well, the first day we had one.
Same thing. First day we had one just exactly like it, and it was we did it for $284.
Yeah.
Same square footage and everything.
Yeah, don't tell him.
So we set this one at the 264 like we did yesterday?
284.
What we said it at.
That must have been for Monday?
Yes. They were asking 264, but...
I recommend we call them and ask them to make a case.
All right. Go ahead and call them. Call them?
Yeah.
Because there's a close for 210. I think that's the one that I saw yesterday.
What's that?
I think it's one. That's the exact same one. That's a good comp right there, actually. And it was on the market for 286 days.
How's that other one different, Jeff? Do you know the one that sold for 260? Two lines up?
I can look it up.
Appears to be about the same square feet.
Same square foot. I'll look at it again here.
284, exact same size and everything. That's what we settled on.
They didn't come in with, I don't think she had comps, though.
Hi, this is Rex. I can't take your call right now, but please leave me a message and I'll return your call.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mr. Luchel, this is Mike Schofield. I'm here with the Board of Equalization, and we're going to be looking at your property at the Branson Landing. Our phone number is 417-546-7249. Thank you.
That way he calls back in the next couple of minutes so
we can get a transfer in here. This one sold April of this year, the comp that they have on there for 210, and it's exact same square footage. Boardwalk view. And there's nothing special about the other one. The other lady did not have any comps, and I think it was in a different side.
It was Dino's. It was looking down over the boardwalk because he said it was right above the stores.
Yeah.
He was asking for 264.
He was asking for 264, and we settled on 284.
What was the square foot of this?
1607 is what I've got wrote down.
Okay, well, this is 1400. This is 1450.
You got wrote down, Randy, on that.
I got 1607 wrote down.
I don't know how you look at it, Jeff, but sometimes those numbers, especially if you're looking at county numbers, the square feet may not be jiving with what the MLS.
What do you show on yours? Do you show it?
Second one on the first.
We're looking at 1570, 1618 adjusted.
That's what we have. So he's got 1604. See, that's where Randy got his number.
No, okay. So you're showing this one that we're looking at right now at 16 something?
1607.
Okay, so it could be.
It's the same thing. Either Jeff, here's the way we look at that. Either we lower Dino's, the other one, or we use it for, we use the same for this one, but it's not fair to put one of them at one price and one of them at the other price.
I hear you. My thought is Dino didn't have any comparables to have evidence to prove that it was lower on the price. Not that I remember.
It seemed like he did. I thought he had a couple or something.
But no, he just had listings.
Oh, he did listings.
He just had
okay.
listings.
That's what it was, yeah.
But here's the deal. Doesn't make any difference if we decide that you want to lower this to 260 or whatever you decide, 264 or whatever, then we go back and change his, because there's no need in having two that's exactly the same thing and having them two different prices.
I agree. I mean, that's equalization. To me is.
Jeff, were you saying that these two that we're looking at on the screen up here are primarily the same?
I'm going to look at this 260 one, because that'd be also a...
Needless to say, you can have the exact same unit sell for $50,000 difference in price.
Yeah.
Could be exactly the same unit.
Right. But when we set Board of Equalization, we set them equal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in this market out there, it doesn't really matter.
Just call up there.
Yeah. You know, it depends on how a person...
You find a buyer.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing.
And a seller that wants to get rid of it.
I believe, and granted, I believe this 260 one's got a view. Yes, the 260 one does have a view. And it is a nice, a little bit nicer unit. So just FYI. And that one closed on that comp. That's a March of this year. That's a valid comp. But it's got a, that has Lake View. The other one doesn't.
On the market for $529.
Hmm?
Was it on the market for the $529 like you were saying?
$260. Sold for $260,000.
No, I mean that days on the market was on for 529 days.
Yep. That's cumulative days, so yeah.
Jeff, you think the value this year is the same as it was last year because we have to set everything based on January 1, 2015?
Yeah.
You need that.
If you get down to the details, we're supposed to be looking at what the value was January of 15. We're not that, in my opinion, we're not that picky.
Can't get that close, I don't think.
In the market, what would you say to us as the realtor? Market changed a lot in 15. What's happening in 16?
I mean, it's picked up a hair. So, I mean, it depends on what you're in. Not much on these.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't picked up much on these, but there's a...
I had to use one sale as a comp.
Here's the thing,
and I'm not going to use names, but there was a friend of mine. I had two friends, as a matter of fact, and one of them had a place for sale. And we're talking about $500,000 properties, homes. And so this one friend, who's an elderly lady, goes over to this other friend and tells her that she's got someone coming in to buy her property. This person's had his for sale for 3 or 4 years. So he contacts the person that she's got for sale and sells his property, which causes the split in the friendship between the two. Now, would you take that as a comp because of the way that he did it versus what she was wanting, and the two houses are almost identical? But he sold his property and left hers, and you can't use a one sale comp because neither one of the houses were what they was asking for.
Yep, I hear you.
I can tell you the names after, but they're not on the air.
Well, I mean, but we just work with the information that we have, and based on what I can see here, it's not a foreclosure. One that was nicer went for 260. That's two comps. Of course, that's not 2015 last year, but 2015 last year wouldn't have been as good as this year.
Not as much activity.
So, those are the two sides that are on there, and that's, you know, sometimes all you got is two when you're talking about a specific, unless you go back further and. So,
I've only got one, you know, like I said, I don't care what we do, but whenever we do, whatever we're going to do on this one, we got to go back and change that other one.
When was this purchased for 320?
I don't know. I don't have that information.
2007.
So, probably a developer sold property. Would you think, Brandon?
Yeah, it seems like that's been about the date most.
Which is similar to what Dino paid, or whenever he bought and whenever he paid, what he paid. I'm not in opposition to that. I'm just saying we didn't have that evidence that they present, and we can only work with the information that's presented to us. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so. I think we can take what we got now, and if we need to go back, we ought to go back.
Okay.
Yeah.